Devotionals Just in Time, Acts chapter 7, verses 54 to 60. You are not the only one. You consider that what you're going through today is something hard, difficult to understand, and that no one can understand you because you consider that you are the only one who is going through that. Let me tell you a story about a man named Stephen. The Bible in the book of Acts mentions that story about this man. A somewhat tragic and critical story. A man of faith, a man of good testimony, a man who is asked to describe him, we could say many good things. But if he asked those around him to describe him, they would give good testimony of him. A man full of the Holy Spirit of God, a leader, and at the time, a servant of the church. A man who did many good works, preached the word, and helped those in need. However, the faith he had served for this man to be accused, sentenced to death, not just any kind of death, he was stoned. Perhaps today you are thinking that you are the only one in this situation you are going through, and that nobody can understand you, and that God is unfair for what you are living today. But let me tell you that it is not like that. You are not the only one. In all the world, there are people who are suffering, and some are not because they do not have faith. Of course they have faith, but sometimes we misunderstand, or we have misunderstood that would call faith. We think that having faith assures us that things are going to be pink colored and that we will do every well in everything we do. We consider that having faith means that in addition to the fact that God is with me, He will support me and He will approve everything that comes to my mind to do. We think that having faith means that the difficult moments of life are not going to come, but it is not like that, my beloved brothers. Faith doesn't make you exempt from the difficulties of life. We have to understand that in life, there are good times and not so good times. There will be times of scarcity and there will be times of abundance. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews that the faith that helped some to conquer kingdoms and achieve great victories on big battles was the same faith that helped others to find death and die as martyrs because of Christ. So my brothers, this was a young man named Stephen, a man of faith. But I invite you to read with me a part of his story in Acts chapter 7 from verse 55. And that we can see in the middle of the vile and the difficult circumstances that he had to live, we can realize his heart and the wonderful thing that happened at that moment when he was about to die. They were all gathered around Stephen because they learned from him how to preach about Jesus. And if there was something that the Pharisees did not want, it was that they would continue to preach about Jesus. So they arrested Stephen and took him somewhere to be judged. Stephen asked for a moment to speak and tells them about the entire history of the people of Israel up to the moment that Christ came, and they showed them all the moments in the history of the people of Israel in which they failed. However, God, He continued to have mercy on them by showing them the truth, and by telling them the truth, they got even more upset, to the point that they threw themselves on Stephen and took him out of the city to stone him. But let's look a little at Acts chapter 7 from verses 54. Look what it says. The Jewish leaders were enraged by Stephen's accusations, and with anger they showed him their fist. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, fixed his sight in heaven, and he saw the glory of God, and he saw Jesus standing in the place of honor at the right hand of God. And he said to them, "Look, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing in the place of honor at the right hand of God." Then they covered their ears with their hands and they started screaming. They threw themselves on him. They dragged him out of the city and they began to stone him. His accusers took off their tunics and put them at the feet of a young man named Saul while they stoned him. Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." He fell to his knees, shouting, "Lord, do not blame them for this sin, And having said that, he died. Tremendous truth, right? I only want to tell you one thing. First, you are not the only one who is going through a difficult time. And second, the difficult moments are always the moments that will reveal what is in our heart. They are the circumstances that will show us what is really inside of us. And that is what matters, my beloved friends. Because perhaps while everything is all right, we can hide certain things in our life and we can adopt a personality in which we try to show others that we are not. But sometimes those times of crisis are where we are going to show what is in our heart. And the only way to be able to overcome those times of crisis is surrendering our life to God and allowing our heart to be healed. Otherwise, we will see the crisis as a problem. We will get frustrated. We will get tired. We will fill ourselves with guilt. We are going to get discouraged and we are not going to want to continue moving forward because we think that everything is over. When in reality, God still continues working and we have a long road ahead. It is very important to see how is our heart because it has to do with the attitude that we are going to have when facing each circumstance. How about we put ourselves in Stephen's shoes for a moment? They arrest us for preaching Christ. We are not doing anything bad. Imagine that you are Stephen, and arriving at your house, they break into your house with accusations, and after those accusations, they proceed to take you as a prisoner. They push your wife away, your children away, they destroy the place, and then they take you as prisoner. But they don't take you straight to jail. They take you in front of lots of people. They put you in the middle of the street for people to make fun of you. And they want to damage your testimony. Now, let's say that this is happening at work. And it is not happening literally. But you are living things in which you feel very bad because they are talking about you. They are damaging your testimony. They are already condemning you. They are judging you. And you have not had the opportunity to speak. Now, in those critical moments, what do you do? You complain, you start to question God, Lord, why me, if I behave well? And you start excusing yourself and to look for good things that you have done, to have an argument before God and tell him, I do not deserve what I'm living today. Let's imagine that Stephen has put himself in that condition or has taken that attitude of claim and tell God, how is it possible that you allow these people to do this to me, to the point that they want to take my life? I thought you were good. Listen, what I'm saying is just imagining the idea of Stephen taking this position. Do you think that Stephen could have seen the glory of God in that condition of accusation and frustration? I don't think so. Something that marked Stephen's heart is that he was filled with the Holy Spirit. What you are full of will show you how you're going to behave whenever facing trials in life. Now, let's change it a bit. Let's not talk about difficulties nor trials. Let's talk about that moment when you are very, very blessed, when you have a lot, and God gives you in abundance. You are also put to the test because sometimes abundance reveals what is in our character. And we tend to forget about God, about people, where God pulled us from and think that everything is fine. So, what are you full of? What are we full of? How do we react to life's trials? Are you full of God or are you full of yourself? Full of pride and selfishness that doesn't allow you to see the glory of God and doesn't let you move forward? You know what? Stephen was full of the Holy Spirit, and therefore he knew where to fix his sight. When you are full of the Holy Spirit, when you are full of God, you set your sight in Jesus. You have faith, and you know that God is in control of all things, even if life is giving you hard blows, or they are stoning you, even if they are filling you with accusations. Your eyes are not set on people to react in the same way, or to damage your heart. Your eyes are on Jesus because you know that he cares for you. And you know that he has a way out in the middle of each trial life brings. So Stephen set his eyes on heaven. Where are your eyes placed? The reward does not come from men, my beloved friends. The reward comes from God. God doesn't know how to pay. God does know how to pay in the best way. Man does not. But you need to be full of God. I am going to look for what I need to satisfy my life, what I want to fill myself with. Sometimes we are filled with people. We are filled with human love. We are filled with false expectations. We trust man so many times, and we are filled with a false confidence that goes away instead of filling us with God. It depends on what is in your heart. That way you are going to see life, my beloved friends. How are you seeing it today? What are you full of now? Are you full of fury? Are you full of pain? Are you full of resentment? Is there some bitterness in you that is leading you to set your eyes on the ground and not really to the true reward that comes from our Heavenly Father? This is deteriorating you. That is finishing you, my beloved friend. That is affecting you. Whom are you setting your sights on today? What are you full of? Ask the Lord to fill you with His presence at all times of crisis, that you can understand that there is a purpose, that you can understand that this is not the end yet. Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, set his sight on heaven, saw the glory of God, and saw Jesus. Now, when he declared what he was seeing, because it was the holiness that was in his heart, his heart was pure. They began to stone him. Can you imagine how tremendous it is to be stoned? Once, playing when I was a child, they threw a stone at me and hit me on the head, and it gave me a lot of pain. Now imagine, besides being put in the spot, in front of everybody, they are stoning you because they accuse you of something that you have not done. But while being stoned, he was seeing the Lord, that is the coverage. When in the middle of the crisis, you can rest, you can trust. You know why? Because God keeps your heart. Yes, he was suffering, but inside him there was peace, there was joy, because his eyes were seeing his reward, that his reward was near and was coming. So Stephen did not criticize. Stephen did not judge. In the end, before he died, full of pain and blows all over his body and head, dying, he said, "Lord, do not take this sin into account." Do you remember what Jesus said on the cross before giving up his spirit? "Lord, forgive them because they don't know what they are doing." Do you know why? Because in the end, when you are full of God, you have the truth within you, and no one can take that away from you. You know that God has a purpose with you, and no one is going to move you from that. The others who rise up against you lack that purpose, and you can understand that perhaps they are ignorant. But in the end, you keep your eyes on Christ, and you know that your reward comes from the Lord, and you can end up praying like this boy, like Stephen, not letting his heart be affected because his eyes were fixed on heaven. Put your sight in Jesus. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this word. I only ask you in the name of Jesus that we can keep our hearts, and that just like Stephen, our eyes are on heaven. On earth, we will live many things, but our sight, whenever placed on you, we can rise again, and we can move forward because you are within us. May these words strengthen the one who needs it today, and we keep it in our heart, Lord, because apart from you, we can do nothing. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Amen. Today, your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, has spoken to you. Remember, God always arrives just in time. Blessings.